Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. This episode, I'll be covering subtle signs of disrespect to look for when it comes to courtship. Because this, understand this, what you accept or ignore now becomes a bigger problem when it rears its head. When it rears its head a little bit later down the road. So we're going to talk about some signs of disrespect, subtle signs to look out for during the courtship phase. So if you're with it, stay tuned. In dating, it's very important that we pay attention. So often we're looking for red flags, like something that's glaring at us, to the point where we ignore some of the little things that may be a little bit of annoyances or things that we just kind of brush under the rug. I'm going to cover 6 signs of subtle disrespect to look out for during the courtship phase. So number one, disregard of your feelings or opinions. It may not look like it. You know, no one's saying I'm disregarding you and your feelings, but if this person is consistently dismissing or ignoring your feelings, opinions, or even needs, it shows a lack for respect as you as an individual. When I talk about disregarding your feelings or your needs or your opinions, it kind of looks like you opening up to them about the way you feel about something. That's important. Right? You can have an opinion about something and they may not be as interested or as passionate about this topic at hand. But when they're disregarding your feelings or opinions about things that matter, then that is a key sign of disrespect in courtship. A consistent pattern of dismissal or ignoring you, your feelings, your needs, your thoughts, your desires, within reason, right? We can all desire somebody to pay that mortgage or that car note, but within reason and within context of where you guys are, if you share with them that, you know, that bothered you, something that they did bothered you, and they minimize it, they dismiss it, that's a sign of disrespect for you as an individual. So that's number one. Number two, blaming you for their problems. This often happens in relationships as well. The person is consistently blaming you for their shortcomings. It's a sign of disrespect, but also a sign of lack of accountability. You're only responsible for the things that you do and that you control. Blaming you for their problems sometimes in courtship looks like this. If I didn't have to do X, Y, and Z, and X, Y, and Z involves you, then X, Y, A, B, and C wouldn't have happened. Blaming you for their problems is a sign that they lack accountability and a sign of disrespect for you in general. So that's number two, blaming you for their problems. Number three, which is huge for me, disrespecting your boundaries. If they're consistently violating your boundaries or pressures or try to pressure you into doing something that you're uncomfortable with, be it sex, be it meeting their family, be it giving them money, whatever it is, if it makes you uncomfortable. But there's an important key to understand this. If it makes you uncomfortable, they have to know it. You have to communicate it. You have to communicate a boundary or a limit. But if they continue to attempt or even violate those boundaries, it's a blatant sign of disrespect and lack of consideration for you and your well-being. That's number three. Number four, being dishonest or hiding things from you. I don't think I got to go into it. We already know that's blatant disrespect. Not only is it disrespectful, it shows a lack of respect for your trust and whatever you are trying to build. Number five, criticizing or belittling you. If they put you down, even in a joking way, right? Criticizes either your appearance, your intelligence, your moves, your actions, your thoughts. It's a sign of disrespect, but also a sign of emotional abuse. I guess you're catching on to a theme here, because disrespect manifests into other things. If they're constantly belittling you, and I don't even say constantly, no one should belittle you. And sometimes people joke, like you could date a person that has one of those personalities that they're always lighthearted and then they're always telling jokes and they're funny. But once you feel uncomfortable about it and you say something and they continue to do it, it's a clear sign of a lack of disrespect and emotional abuse. And the last one, which is huge, a lack of communication or even ignoring your messages. If this person doesn't respond to your messages or calls consistently or frequently, it could be a sign that they do not respect your time or value your efforts to connect. Those are some signs of disrespect to look out for during courtship. I'll recap real quick. Number one, disregarding your feelings. If they consistently dismiss or ignores your feelings, opinions, and needs, it's a lack of disrespect for you, a lack of respect for you as an individual. The next one, which is number two, blaming you for their problems, right? Number three is disrespecting your boundaries. Number four, being dishonest and hiding things from you. Number five, criticizing or belittling you. And number six, a lack of communication or just, you know, ignoring you and getting to you whenever they think that they're ready. It's important to recognize these signs of disrespect and address them with your partner as soon as possible. If the disrespectful behavior continues, it may be necessary for you to reevaluate the situation. And in my book, move on. Let this be someone else's headache, right? Because you want the person that will show you the same amount of respect that you show them, to give the same that you give, right? And there's no room for disrespect. It's a losing battle, okay? So if you find some of these signs, and there's other signs, but these are kind of like the main ones, just, you know, just saying, I heard that in that episode and this person is really not respecting me, and call a thing a thing. Call a thing a thing. Disrespect is not acceptable. Respect is what you deserve. And with that, this is Dee and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.